Hello, and welcome to our special podcast where the focus today is World Mission Sunday. Now, that's happening on Sunday, the 21st of October, and it's always the penultimate Sunday of the month of October. And who better to talk about this than Missio's National Director, that's Monsignor James Cronin, Missio being the overseas mission wing of the Catholic Church. Father, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, James. Thanks for inviting me today.
Not at all. Now, we spoke a few weeks ago, having a general overview. What is mission? Very interesting conversation. I particularly enjoyed those personal experiences you shared and some of the project work that Missio is doing. But let's today speak about World Mission Sunday. So if you wouldn't mind kicking off by telling us a little bit about the purpose of the day, what the theme is this time round, and what we are doing in England and Wales.
World Mission Sunday is the day set aside by the Pope for a day of special prayer and intercession for the evangelization of peoples. Of course, this year it takes place in the Year of Faith, so it's very special to us. And also, of course, then every church in the world takes up a collection to support the missionary activity of the Catholic Church. And last year, that collection raised something like $200 million internationally, which was distributed to 40% of the church is actually missionary. You wouldn't think that. 40% of the church is deemed missionary.
Wow.
We were deemed a missionary country till 1907. And we managed to pay back to Missio by 1929, the monies they had given us between 1850 and 1907. But not all countries can afford to do that. So 40% of the church is still deemed a missionary. That means they're too young, too poor to look after themselves. They're also vulnerable. And we know in England and Wales that we have to support, our portion of that is we support 100 dioceses. And we pay the bishops their ordinary subsidies to help them run their dioceses. We pay their bill for their catechists. And of course, catechists in missionary territories are very important because they are the ones who do the basic evangelization, who teach, who form people. So they are paid and we pick up that bill. And also, of course, we form priests and religious. We also form laity. That's one of our big things, particularly where the church is vulnerable and maybe priests and religious are, or particularly missionaries, are unable to return. And then, of course, we do a lot of children's projects because we want to form the next generation of missionaries. And the purpose of mission is very simple. It is to make disciples of other people so they too can spread the good news. Now, of those 100 dioceses that we're responsible in England and Wales, it's very important that we are seen to be physically building the church. So therefore, we build convents, we build religious houses, we build clinics, we build schools, so that the work of the church can go on. One head teacher said to me recently, can we twin with a school so the children can send emails and they can do whiteboards and interactive activities with the children? And so I rang the national director in a place that we are building schools at the moment, and he turned around and he said to me, they can send letters, but actually there's no electricity in that area, and the bishop needs to start some kind of formal education for those children because there is no formal education in that area. So that's why we're out there. So we go into places where, I mean, it sounds wonderful, where people haven't gone before, but often, in fact, where the church is not even a diocese. It might be just a prelature. It might be a region which has not become a diocese, but England and Wales are responsible for several of those. I was just speaking to a bishop in Ghana, and his area has now become a diocese. And he's very keen to take some projects, and we're very keen to support him. When I say about physically building the church, because there are so many people fighting for the souls of people, we have to have a physical presence. And therefore, the bishop has to buy land. He has to then start building so as people can go along the street and say, the site of a Catholic church. And I'm sure you or I are always proud when we've gone along and seen a new site for a Catholic church. And in some places, in fact, I was talking to an archbishop and I said, Father, you have got several churches that you're building, which we're financing. When are you going to finish them? He said, it's very important for me to get that land, to get a building on them. And so long as we can put walls up and an altar, then we can start saying Mass there. The roof can come later.
You know, we have our national collections as well as our fixed collections, and a lot of people give, and it's most wonderful and received with great thanks. But sometimes, even myself, I might throw some money in there, and it's just because I feel I should. It's not because I know where it's going or how it might help people, how it might contribute to the global Catholic Church. So tell us a little bit, make it a bit visual for us. If I'm putting £10 in there, what might that do?
Well, your £10 can do a lot of good work, because it can certainly help. If I just look at some of the projects we helped last year, one of course the ones I'm fascinated about is we're involved in a project in South Africa. We're supporting the bishops there in translating the Bible into Zulu, for example. Very simple, but a very necessary project. And of course, in Zimbabwe, if you look at the number of religious women that we're supporting, the number of religious men, and also the building of convents, the building of schools, perhaps the Pope put it best in his letter himself for Mission Sunday when he says, "I want to thank Missio, the Pontifical Missionary Societies. Through their actions, the proclamation of the gospel also becomes a reality, because we are presenting Jesus Christ to others. We present justice for the poorest, the possibility of education in the most remotest villages, medical aid in isolated places, emancipation from poverty, the rehabilitation of the marginalised, support for the development of people, and overcoming divisions and respect from life from all stages of its life." That's what the Pope thanked us for. I mean, that's a real pat on the back. So your £10 would go, for example, to one of the many dioceses that we support. You will be supporting the bishop with his ordinary activities. You will be supporting his catechists. And then you would be involved in a training program, in delivering some aspect of catechesis, or physically building a church or a convent, a clinic or a school, through which the work, the ordinary work of the church, the work of charity is done. And where charity is done, faith is always proclaimed, because those religious men and women motivated by faith are going out to share their gospel and doing works of charity. So, for example, last year, I can tell you that we are able to support a number of projects in Africa, in India. I can see, for example, looking at a document I have in front of me, that we sent over $1.25 million US dollars to Ghana alone. And that was to complete a presbytery, to complete a chapel on a university campus, to support the Sisters of the Holy Family, to support the Jesuits, to support all the religious who are working in various parts of the world.
Now, we've been rather inspired, haven't we, since the beatification of Cardinal Newman, and of course before, by the great man himself. And you and I were talking off mic before this about a special prayer that we have for mission.
Yes, it's funny you should say that, because in fact the Holy Father ends his mission message for World Mission Sunday by saying, "Together with Blessed John Henry Newman, I would like to pray, O Lord, accompany your missionaries in the lands to be evangelized, and put the right words on their lips and make their labours fruitful." I hadn't realised that Blessed John Henry had written a prayer for missionaries, but that is his prayer for missionaries. O Lord, accompany your missionaries in the lands to be evangelised, and put the right words on their lips and make their labours fruitful. That is the apostolate of Missio, that we support missionaries, we support the young churches, in order that they can proclaim the gospel, invite others to share the gospel, and through works of charity, teach others that the Catholic Church cares about their brothers and sisters. And in those places where it's more and more difficult for us to perhaps preach the gospel, it's important that we see Catholic institutions who are working, so they may see, "By their fruits ye shall know them," that Catholic cares for their brothers and sisters throughout the world.
And of course, we do still have the iconic red boxes that many Catholic households have on the mantelpiece or somewhere. People do say, especially if they're not Catholic, "What is that? What's that all about? Why have you got that there?"
Yes, I always call the red box the penneth of love, because each time somebody drops a coin into that box, it's also a prayer to support a missionary. And I remember talking to one missionary who was out in Borneo, and he was saying how difficult things were. And suddenly he thought of his own family home, where his mother on the mantelpiece had a red box. And every penneth that went in there, she'd say, is just a penneth of love.
Finally, Father, give me one reason why you're so passionate about overseas mission.
I'm passionate about overseas mission because it is the mandate of Jesus Christ to go and make disciples of all nations. Now, whether we make disciples here at home or whether we make disciples all over the world, our aim is to invite others so they, in becoming Christian, in becoming Catholic, can do works of charity, they can works of justice and peace, they can do works of showing that we are a church in dialogue with people and that we have something to teach and something to offer other people.
Exceptionally well put. Well, we would certainly be offering our prayers on World Mission Sunday. And for everybody out there, if you can contribute, that's fantastic. If you can't, then please do pray for our missions overseas, the project work and the people. Monsignor James Cronin, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for inviting me.
No problem.